NPR's Tom Jelton is here in Washington. Tom, the Chinese Foreign Ministry statement said travel plans are being arranged for the crew. What do you know about those plans?
Well, Bob, there could be some bureaucratic issues first to be resolved just in the matter of turning the crew members over to U.S. custody. But basically, this is just a logistical question, it appears. Getting an aircraft in there, it's now nighttime, of course. Relatives are saying an aircraft is coming from Guam to pick them up. And I think it's just a matter of getting that all arranged. We do know that after that, the crew members will be flown somewhere, probably Hawaii, for debriefing for a couple of days before they're reunited with their relatives.
What was the breakthrough in all this negotiation?
Well, as Rob mentioned, it was really all about language. Diplomacy often comes down to language, and here the wording had to be found. Now, a critical point is that this was just the minimum that could be achieved. There are still huge differences that remain to be resolved. The Chinese are saying that this does not close this case. It is not yet concluded. From the United States point of view, there's still the issue of whether the plane itself will be returned. And the Chinese still have a lot of outstanding complaints about the reconnaissance flights and about the incident. So this was just, they just found enough common ground in the wording of the so-called apology to secure the release of the crew members and leaving the other issues to be resolved later.
NPR's Tom Jelton.